From the News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM Newsroom, here's Andy Brownell.
Good morning. A man convicted on federal charges associated with a drug trafficking operation with cartel connections that was led by a Rochester man has been sentenced to more than 21 years in federal prison. 47-year-old Eric Anthony Rodriguez of St. Paul was among the five people indicted as a result of an investigation by the Olmsted County Sheriff's Office and other law enforcement agencies. The man accused of being the ringleader, 33-year-old Eric Diaz of Rochester, earlier pleaded guilty in the case. The Link Bus Rapid Transit System project in Rochester has hit a major milestone. The city of Rochester says the nearly $200 million construction project is now half complete. Seven of the 12 buses that will service the 2.8-mile route have arrived, and significant progress has been made on the construction of 12 stations along 2nd Street Southwest. The project is expected to be completed and the transit system operational next year. A man described in court documents as homeless has been charged with second-degree arson for allegedly starting a fire in a trash dumpster at a Northwest Rochester business Tuesday night. The criminal complaint against 33-year-old William Joles says video recorded by a surveillance camera shows him approaching the dumpster with a lighter and then placing a flaming piece of cardboard in the trash container. Another Minnesota law enforcement agency is pulling the plug on the use of flock cameras. The Sherburne County Sheriff's Office says it is discontinuing its service agreement with flock due to a growing backlash against some law enforcement agencies and the use of data collected by the license plate reading devices. Winona Police earlier announced that they would not be replacing eight flock cameras that were recently stolen. For more local news, go to KROCnews.com.